Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spy Radio. All information presented is the opinion of the speakers, but not necessarily the opinion of the TerraJet Network. All information provided is gained from open source and available on the internet. Caveat emptor.
I'm very angry, and I will gladly accept the mantle of anger. Our military is a disaster. Our health care is a horror show. Obamacare, we're going to repeal it and replace it. We have no borders. Our vets are being treated horribly. Illegal immigration is beyond belief. Our country is being run by incompetent people. And yes, I am angry.
It was the night before mayhem, when all through the land, not a TV channel was turning as Trump scorched Earth, the Clinton gang.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Spy Radio. The night before the final debate between Donald J. Trump and Hillary Rodham Clinton. As we have previously discussed, the DNC Clinton tried and true formula of politics is now in full swing. I was always led to believe that when a debate opponent had lost the verbal battle, the Hail Mary attempt to salvage a loss is to attack the messenger personally, diabolically, with lies and innuendo patterned to collapse any lead the messenger may have had.
We've spent $2 trillion in Iraq. We have absolutely nothing. We've lost thousands and thousands of great, great military, young, beautiful people. Nothing. We have nothing. We don't even call them anymore. And you know who's taking over Iraq? And the second largest oil supplies, Iran, is taking over. So not only do they make the greatest deal that I've ever seen made, they got $150 billion. They should have never gotten that money. They should have released our prisoners 4 years ago, not after they get the money like it's ransom.
The Clinton machine is reaping the barrel of politic manipulation to desperately win on November the 8th. There is so much at stake for the Clinton and those who have been corrupted by the 8 years of lawlessness in the U.S. federal government. Clinton, if she loses, is guaranteed years of criminal defense of charges arising from her tenure as Secretary of State and former First Lady and Senator.
The fact is, we had 4 dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
The Clinton Foundation has been identified as a criminal organization and is interwoven within the Clinton campaign. Further revelations of the WikiLeaks shows a clear and concise effort to cover up the email gate and the Clinton server. It is next to impossible now to believe that the server was anywhere near safe as they believe it was. And as for allowing secret on an unsecured server, well, that will be fought in the Senate and in the Congress after the election, win or lose. But if Hillary becomes president, the country could be facing impeachment charges. Now, it's well known that Bill and Hillary are going down in history as the most corrupt married couple in political history. We know that is a fact. But to be impeached within the family for a second time, now that would be history. You can bet your sweet bippy that the file will disappear. The building will burn. The agent will have a heart attack who was investigating, or many other nefarious act to make sure that their water is
as white water once was.
The recent vulgar charges leveled against Donald J. Trump are tried and true component to discredit their opponent, used primarily by Democrats. I am in full agreement with Melania. These accusations should be heard in court and evidence presented. I bet my bottom dollar they will fade quickly. quickly after the November the 8th election?
I don't believe it. My life is not a photo op, and his decision, he's an adult, he knows the consequence. Because, as I said, it's many people from the opposite side that they want to damage the campaign. And why now? Why after so many years? Why 3 weeks before the election? Well, it was the media. It was NBC. It was Access Hollywood. It was the left-wing media. You could see that, and the way it comes out was everything was organized. Every Friday something comes out. So they play. And it was hour after hour. I watch TV, was hour after hour bashing him. Because they want to influence the American people how to vote.
As the Clinton machine dredges for dirt, and the liberal
polling propaganda provocateurs
spew out biased results from warped voter samples, and whatever dirt they can stick on Trump, in an attempt to divert attention from the flowing WikiLeaks releases showing the inner workings of the Clinton campaign and foundation. Power exerted to keep Hillary and Obama safe from prosecution. Interdepartmental collusion to protect Hillary and Obama from Emailgate. Obama at the ready with a Hail Mary presidential pardon for Hillary, Bill, and Chelsea, and Hillary poised to provide presidential executive protection and pardon to Obama as he leaves office. The Democrats have the whole farm invested in winning on November the 8th, and they will do and say anything to deny Trump a victory. Tomorrow night, I would love the Trump team to test all microphones and lighting. I would have Clinton's podium inspected for cheat sheets and electronic assist. I would jam all frequencies from exiting or entering the building other than the broadcast signal, and demand that each candidate be searched for electronic enhancements. Yes, it's that serious. Trump knows how dirty the game is and understands that his presidency will be the defining moment that USA will be great again.
The voice continues after this.
This is a good deal for the United States. North Korea will freeze and then dismantle its nuclear program. South Korea and our other allies will be better protected. The entire world will be safer as we slow the spread of nuclear weapons.
That's why I support this deal. I support it as part of a larger strategy toward
Iran. The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night and decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
This is the greatest country in the history of mankind. This election has to be about reversing all of that damage.
I watched my husband take a $300 billion deficit and turn it into a $200 billion surplus. And it's not just because I worked with George W. Bush after 9/11. And I have worked, and I admire President Obama.
The Second Amendment, which is totally under siege by people like Hillary Clinton.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
323-642-1621. 323-642-1621. The purveyor of political pontification.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very auspicious evening, and we're on the eve of the presidential candidate final debate. I think it's pretty comfortable to say that it's going to be a kick down, drag down fight. So how do you think? How do you think Donald should conduct himself tomorrow night? That's the first question of the evening. 323-642-1621. 323-642-1621. So let's take a look around the major political spectrums and see what's shaking, shall we? Well, on Sunday, a bottle of flammable liquid was thrown into the building housing the North Carolina Orange County GOP headquarters. Pence called it an act of political terrorism. And later Sunday night, Trump blamed the firebombing on supporters of his Democratic rival Hillary Rodham Clinton. I mean, really, firebombing district political headquarters? Is that what democracy has shrunk to? Third world country tactics to manipulate, demoralize, to shame on those who did such a thing? I mean, really? Shame on you? Is that what you want for your country? Is that how you hope to get your way through that type of violence? And do you think that's the way to persuade political pressure? Here's a story. Headline, tens of thousands of Democrats hate Hillary Clinton. Millions upon millions of Americans see Hillary Clinton for what she is, a snake. She has done nothing to help the United States of America. And she's done more to hurt the U.S. than Richard Nixon ever did. So what do you think of those election debates? 323-642-1621. And let's have a look at the Middle East. My God, have you seen the mess there? Now, they're saying they're heading into Mosul, and they're going to overtake Mosul and wipe out ISIS and push ISIS back into Syria. Been some questions as to who's leading the charge, but I have it on pretty good authority that Americans are leading the charge. They are the ones that are also spotting for the Air Corps, who are lobbing in some good incendiaries as they need them. So the Middle East is a mess. So as the forces fight to take Mosul, and remember that these terrorists have had nearly 2 years to dig in, the booby traps and the likes are going to be all over the city. And of course, there are still civilians. Now, it's come to be pretty clear in the intel world that the Middle East conflict is being fueled by Iran. And the reason being is Iran is slowly taking over the oil fields of Iraq and helping them with their exports. Wink, wink. And it's pretty clear that Iran intends to be the dominant partner with a vast land grab that was once known as Iraq. So keep your eyes on the Iranian issue. They're sending some battleships, apparently, over to the south side of the continent to, I guess, show a strength. Because the Americans keep knocking out radar installations after the Houthis are crazy enough to try and fire missiles at the ships. So Iran sending over their huge fleet, or some of it, or, well, okay, a ship or two. So I wouldn't be too worried right now, but I'd keep an eye on it. I really would. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah, North Korea. Well, they dud fired again this week. They test fired a missile, and it was a bad strike, bad fire. But it'll only be a few days before they will resolve the problem and actually commit to a launch. The question is, what is it that they are launching? Until it begins its flight and the speed of liftoff and the trajectory, until that can be measured, it's unknown exactly what this missile will be carrying, if anything. So keep an eye on North Korea. It's going to make some very funky moves in the next couple of weeks as we get close to the November 8th election. And yes, North Korea may be tickled a little bit or prodded a little bit by America, get a little feisty. It's good for mix for politics. And then we got Brexit. Well, Brexit. Big fight in England. They were talking about a recount of votes because they cannot and do not believe that there was a majority vote to leave the EU. Yeah, the anti-Brexits are back at it, trying to change the rules of the game after the vote was taken, and trying to change the rules of the game to prevent the United Kingdom from separating out of the EU. So keep an eye on that over the next couple of weeks. All of these stories will be breaking within the next week to 2 weeks. And it's going to be very, very interesting. Here in Canada, of course, we're looking forward to Bush somehow wriggling out of the ability not to endorse Trump. If he doesn't endorse Trump, he'll never make it to 2020. And that's the next goal for him and Paul and a few others. Mr. Ryan and his gang will head for 2020, and hopefully they'll think that Trump won't make too many big nasty moves. But here in Canada, we're looking forward to Trump. We're looking forward to his take and his vision and his idea on what the hell to do with NAFTA.
This is Spy Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network.
This is the difference between being a governor and being a senator.
Who's best prepared to be commander-in-chief? Because that's the most important question facing the country.
Everybody on the stage is better than Hillary Clinton. I think the focus ought to be on making sure that we leave this nomination process, and at the end of the day, we need to unite behind the winner so that we can defeat Hillary Clinton, because she is a disaster.
This is Spy Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network. Got something to say? Phone lines are open. 323-642-1621. 323-642-1621. They're the veil of political pontification. Guru Nostra.
Ah, yes, the purveyor of political pontification. That's me. So we won't get too deep into NAFTA tonight, because it's one of those very deep holes that is very difficult to find your way out of once you head down the rabbit hole. So we will hold up on NAFTA, but suffice it to say, with Trump becoming the next president of the United States, NAFTA is about to get a shakeup, which is a good thing, because Canada too lost its manufacturing to Mexico. Canada, too, lost its garment industries to Mexico. And we want them back. So there, you're being told. Here locally in Alberta, there's a really nasty drug going around that's killing our kids. It's called fentanyl. And 2 grains of fentanyl will knock a horse out. Imagine what a pill of fentanyl will do to a teenager who is experimenting. Fentanyl is probably the nastiest drug on the market today. And it is cut with so many pieces of garbage and so much filler, you never know what you are getting. And it's like Russian roulette, and our kids are dying. And we need to get a hold on this. So if you hear the word fentanyl, you pay attention very closely, because this drug is spreading throughout North America. And it's nasty. The latest revelation from WikiLeaks dump, the one with John Podesta's emails, comes from an internal review done of the charity, you know, the Clinton charity, by Simpson and Thatcher, which raised huge questions about conflicts of interest at the organization. Clinton's foundation employees rated the foundation's work in the AIDS and HIV area a 7 or an 8 on the same scale. But the report highlights serious concerns about corruption, conflicts of interest, self-dealing. The report notes both the CEO of the Clinton Foundation and the head of the Clinton Health Access Initiative, Ira Magaziner, got to set their own salaries without board oversight or approval. The board does not appear to supervise or set compensation for or evaluate the CEO even of the Clinton Foundation. Now, I don't know about you, but I wish I could set my own salary like that.
And I did not direct anyone to interfere in any investigation.
I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never.
Trustworthy.
Trump is really going to hurt her in the long run.
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email.
You have a private email server as Secretary of State and scrub it, and I'm going to believe you. And you think the American public is that stupid?
Senator Sanders wants to dismantle Obamacare, dismantle the CHIP program, dismantle Medicare, dismantle private insurance.
Which is why I believe in universal health care.
Now, the Republicans in Congress have voted against the Affordable Care Act 55 times.
The Republicans just voted last week to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and thank goodness President Obama vetoed it and saved Obamacare for the American people. And even when the Democrats were in charge of the Congress, we couldn't get the votes for that. And it's what I did as Secretary of State on numerous occasions in order to pass a treaty that lowered the nuclear weapons in both Russia and the United States.
That Congress is owned by big money and refuses to do what the American people want them to do. The Democratic Party needs major reform. We need a 50-state strategy so that people in South Carolina and Mississippi can get the resources that they need.
We can talk all we want about wanting to build a stronger Democratic Party.
How are we going to heal the divisions and the wounds in our country?
We are one. Our cause is one. And we must help each other if we're going to succeed.
That is I, Radio, on the Terror Chat Radio Network.
Ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Well, an interesting thing happened on Fox recently. There was to be a brand new show airing on Fox on the prime time called James O'Keefe's. It's a new explosive series on the DNC and Hillary Clinton campaign. It's an undercover Democratic Party operatives tell us how to successfully commit voter fraud on a massive scale. The gentleman's name who taught us the covert was Scott Fogel, who has since been terminated. He admitted to that Democrats have been rigging elections for over 50 years. I mean, really. But suddenly, without warning in the 11th hour, Fox News replaced James O'Keefe's new explosive series without warning, without notice, without excuse. And James O'Keefe's videos may now remain in Fox's vault. Or will they? The U.S. military has confirmed that its troops are deployed on the front lines of the offensive to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. Monday morning, Iraqi government troops and Kurdish Peshmerga fighters launched a large-scale operation to drive Daesh from Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city and the capital of the northern province of Nineveh. U.S. Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, commander for the anti-Daesh coalition, said in a statement on Monday that elite international forces are playing a major role in the fight for the city, which was captured by terrorists in June 2014. He said U.S. Special Operations Forces, known as the Joint Terminal Air Controllers, or JTACs, are on the ground providing intelligence in an attempt to ensure greater accuracy of aerial bombardments, presence of U.S. troops on the ground is the latest departure from U.S. President Barack Obama's promise against having boots on the ground in Iraq. Questions about Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton's health continues to swirl in the background, even as she and her media have succeeded in distracting with the ongoing offensive against the GOP nominee Donald Trump. New WikiLeaks emails from Hillary's campaign reveal their collusion with the press to present the candidate in excellent health, even as a separate leaked email reveals Hillary has a bed in her campaign bus. Donald Trump, for his part, has suggested both candidates undergo drug testing prior to tomorrow night's debates, similar to athletes competing in high-stake events. He suggested part of the reason of Hillary's absence from the trail leading up to the debate is to literally get pumped up. Can you believe that? I'm going to pump you, maybe no.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution, a peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation, and they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second: surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement, and it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender.
And I did not direct anyone to interfere in any investigation.
I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never.
Trustworthy. Trump is really going to hurt her in the long run.
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email.
What do you have a private email server as Secretary of State and scrub it, and I'm going to believe you? And you think the American public is that stupid?
Senator Sanders wants to dismantle Obamacare, dismantle the CHIP program, dismantle Medicare, dismantle private insurance.
Which is why I believe in universal health care.
Republicans just voted last week to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and thank goodness President Obama vetoed it and saved Obamacare for the American people. And even when the Democrats were in charge of the Congress, we couldn't get the votes for that. And it's what I did as Secretary of State on numerous occasions in order to pass a treaty that lowered the nuclear weapons in both Russia and the United States.
The Congress is owned by big money and refuses to do what the American people want them to do. The Democratic Party needs major reform.
We can talk all we want about wanting to build a stronger Democratic Party.
How are we going to heal the divisions and the wounds in our country?
We are one. Our cause is one. And we must help each other if we're going to succeed.
That is I, Radio, on the Terror Chat Radio Network.
What your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
During the big WikiLeaks dump of the last several weeks, some FBI documents were released under FOIP, which reveals a possible shadow government which is protecting Hillary Clinton. Now, I know, put your tinfoil hats on. Here comes another conspiracy theory. But hear me out. As the torrent of Podesta's emails from WikiLeaks continue to expose the crimes of the Clinton dynasty, the FBI on Monday began releasing their own documents. Buried deep inside 100 pages of heavily redacted interview summaries from the FBI's investigation into Clinton are a series of allegations that are nothing short of a bombshell, documenting an ultra-secret high-level group within the government who were actually referred to as the shadow government. The shadow government has long been kept in the dark realms of conspiracy theory. However, thanks to these newly released FBI documents, the truth has now become stranger and even more corrupt than fiction. The document sheds light on the reason Hillary Clinton has been able to escape any and all accountability by the shadow government. According to the document, any Freedom of Information Act requests in relation to Clinton were sent to a secret group for review. Within the FBI documents, an unidentified person describes how the FOIA requests having to do with Clinton were routed through the special channels. There were a powerful group of very high-ranking state officials that some referred to as the Seventh Floor Group, or the shadow government. This group met every Wednesday afternoon to discuss the FOIA's process, the congressional records, and everything Clinton related to FOIA congressional inquiries, the FBI's interview summary reported. That's pretty wild when you think about it, right? Pretty wild. When you think you have freedom of speech and you have the right to sound off when your politicians are not dancing to the tune that they promise you, only to find out that they now have a massive machine capable of molding what you hear, what you see, and eventually what you think. While keeping you working poor, they will stay unworking rich. Pretty wild thought. Pretty wild thoughts.
Take a look at Benghazi. She said, who's going to answer the call at 3 o'clock in the morning? Guess what? Ambassador Stevens sent 600 requests for help. And the only one she talked to was Sidney Blumenthal.
The fact is, we had 4 dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
We will rebuild our roads, our bridges, our tunnels, our highways, our airports, schools, hospitals. We'll rebuild everything. American cars will travel the road. American planes will soar the skies. And American ships will patrol the seas. American steel will send new skyscrapers into the clouds. American hands will rebuild this nation. And American energy, harvested from American sources, will power this nation. American workers will be hired to do the job. We will put new American metal and new American steel into the spine of this country. Jobs will return, incomes will rise, new factories will come rushing back to our shores. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you.
Lines are open.
Thank you very
323-642-1621. 323-642-1621. The voice continues after this.
If you want to rob a bank or run a red light, then there's something you should do first that'll make it all right. You can break any law without any oversight if you change your last name to Clinton.
The Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump, vowed to push for a constitutional amendment limiting service for members of Congress and maintained that a loss by him next month would indicate the vote is most certainly rigged, escalating attacks on the political establishment in the closing weeks of the campaign. Mr. Trump, speaking Tuesday at rallies in the battleground state of Colorado, said, "Limiting the number of term lawmakers could serve would break the cycle of corruption in Washington." It's a campaign about rejecting the cynicism and elitism of our failed political establishments, Mr. Trump said in Grand Junction. Is he right? Does he have something? Is it a systemic problem? I know here in Canada we've had discussions regarding our Canadian Senate, which are appointed by the Prime Minister of the day and sit until they die. And they get some pretty funky rules. And a number of them live out of the country and come back to actually vote because there's a minimum amount of dates per year they must be in the country to be qualified to lay their vote. So it's a very archaic and, frankly, out of tune system here in Canada. And we follow the same rules of Parliament as the Brits do. So I relate to the Brexit issue and trying to unravel all that has been interwoven within the British society, within British law, within British safety, within British standards, within British measurements. I understand the Europeanization of the United Kingdom, but I also know the tenacity of the Brits, and keep an eye on that. It's going to be a nasty one for the next couple of months for sure. Free trade. I mentioned it at the top of the hour that we're looking forward to Trump taking over the presidency because he seems to have an understanding and a grip on the free trade agreement. Because frankly, ladies and gentlemen, the United States of America, Canada, God host, and the only country that fared well out of the NAFTA agreement was Mexico, and for different reasons. Mexico is one of the most lawless lands in the Americas, and that's hard to believe because there's some pretty deep, dark, dank countries in South America that we really wouldn't want on our borders any more than we want a lawless Mexico. But that's what's happened. That's what NAFTA caused. And we could go into many reasons why, how, what caused it, what did it, why did it do it, but it did it.
323-642-1621. 323-642-1621.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night and decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
All information contained in tonight's broadcast is supplied by the individual speakers and harvested from open internet sources. Spy Radio and the TerrorChat Internet Network do not accept responsibility for statements made or harvested from open sources by the speakers. KVNM Talk.
The Eve of the greatest
debates. Spy Radio on the TerrorChat Radio Network.
This is the difference between being a governor and being a senator.
Who's best prepared to be commander-in-chief? Because that's the most important question facing the country.
Everybody on the stage is better than Hillary Clinton. And I think the focus ought to be on making sure that we leave this nomination process, and at the end of the day, we need to unite behind the winner so that we can defeat Hillary Clinton, because she is a disaster.
This is Spy Radio on the TerrorChat Radio Network. Got something to say? Phone lines are open. 323-642-1621. 323-642-1621. Dear purveyor of political pontification, Guru Nostra.
So let me give you a quick brief history from the Canadian side of NAFTA. In May 1986, Canada and the U.S. began negotiations for a bilateral free trade agreement. A deal was reached in October 87. It became the major Canadian election issue in the autumn of 88. The Conservative government of Prime Minister Brian Mulroney backed the accord and won the election. The deal came into effect on the 1st of January 1989. Subsequently, the U.S. and Mexico announced their intention to pursue a trade and investment liberalization agreement. Canada asked to be a party to the negotiations. As a result, the North American Free Trade Agreement was signed and it came into effect on the 1st of January, 1994. This created a huge free trade zone of about 370 million people. It extended and superseded the Canada-U.S. agreement after which it was modeled. After 22 years of trade, the imbalance of trade and goods remains a constant irritant. Soft lumber from British Columbia to the U.S. government subsidized. Cars from Mexico sold at a devalued Mexican export cost to qualify for free trade tariff relief. Those of you who are familiar with the skeleton of the NAFTA agreement will remember some very specific deadlines imposed. Deadlines. Oh, yeah. Deadlines.
This is Spy Radio on the Terror Jam Radio Network.
This is the difference between being a governor and being a senator.
Who's best prepared to be commander-in-chief? Because that's the most important question facing the country.
Everybody on the stage is better than Hillary Clinton. I think the focus ought to be on making sure that we leave this nomination process, and at the end of the day, we need to unite behind the winner so that we can defeat Hillary Clinton, because she is a disaster.
This is Spy Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network. Have something to say? Phone lines are open. 323-642-1621. 323-642-1621. The purveyor of political pontification, Guru Nostra.
So just before the break there, I talked about some very specific deadlines that would be imposed under the NAFTA agreement. See, North America and Mexico were to systematize their balance, get their infrastructure, wages, health care, OHS, civil law, criminal law, reciprocal transfers of criminals to their native countries. All of this was supposed to be put in place over a period of 10 to 15 years, which was written into the NAFTA agreement. Did any of it happen? Mexico continues to keep their currency low, devalued currency entering the North American marketplace. In Canada, 85% of civilians live within 150 miles of the U.S. border, the 49th, from Victoria in the west to St. John's in the east. Toronto, Montreal, Quebec were considered to be the top shelf garment fashion manufacturing centers recognized worldwide. Timmins, Peterborough, Oshawa, St. Catharines, the industrial engines of Canada, now historically known as Canada's Rust Belt. 22 years talking and negotiating. Lawyers getting rich on each challenge or defense of the free trade agreement, while countries not in the agreement also benefit in the supply chain at reduced currency value, again lowering tax implications, or negating tax by undervaluing export assets and lowering import tax. The North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, was supposed to be a fair deal. It has become anything but a fair deal. NAFTA was to make North America self-sustaining, to be protected from world market forces, to remove vital areas of trade from the smothering of nations who do not have their best interests at heart. Carter's experience with the oil embargo that OPEC put on the West during his watch was supposed to never be able to happen again. Yet here we are, in 2016, watching oil prices collapse as OPEC refuses to cut production, as they flood the market with cheap oil, only to nip and flow each time they require a fast injection of cash, and we dance like marionettes. Obama's denial of the XL pipeline assured supply and demand of enemy oil, OPEC, and liberal organizations bent on bringing North American oil to its knees. Foundations like the Tide Foundation, Greenpeace, pouring billions of protest dollars into local chapters to demonize the Canadian oil industry and prevent approval to move Alberta oil, a natural resource which has subsidized most of Canada during difficult times. This is frightening.
And I did not direct anyone to interfere in any investigation.
I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never.
Trustworthy. Trump is really going to hurt her in the long run.
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email.
What do you have a private email server as Secretary of State and scrub it, and I'm going to believe you. And you think the American public is that stupid?
Senator Sanders wants to dismantle Obamacare, dismantle the CHIP program, dismantle Medicare, dismantle private insurance.
Which is why I believe in universal health care.
Now the Republicans...
'Twas the night before mayhem, when all through the land not a TV channel was turning, as Trump scorched earth, the Clinton gang. That's how we started the night out, with that little ditty. And that's how we kind of bring it back as we move up to the top of the hour. Tomorrow night is probably the most important night of Donald J. Trump's career. Not only because he truly believes he can do all of the things he says, he truly believes in America. And he firmly believes in the corruption of Washington and the corruption of Clinton. And he is a working president who's created millions of dollars worth of property and created a fabulous name brand that will see him well past his life on these mortal coils, and his children will continue the legacy and by all indications will do a fine job doing it. So tomorrow night is probably Donald's greatest night, and it will be a tell of the tape, as they say. Now they're already saying Clinton is already got the Electoral College locked up and everything's fine, but don't believe it, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a normal election. This election is like no other. The gloves are off. Trump has nothing to lose by throwing everything into the mix. And Clinton has very little to lose because if she doesn't fight, she will lose. And I have a feeling that on November the 8th, there is going to be a landslide decision the likes the Democrats have never experienced in their history. And I also believe it is not going to give Republicans a smooth ride over the next 2 years. But Trump shall be president, and the Republicans shall control Congress. It's whether Trump control them. to whether Trump can control them.
This is Spy Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network.
This is the difference between being a governor and being a senator.
Who's best prepared to be commander-in-chief? Because that's the most important question facing the country.
Everybody on the stage is better than Hillary Clinton. And I think the focus ought to be on making sure that we leave this nomination process. And at the end of the day, we need to unite behind the winner so that we can defeat Hillary Clinton. Because she is a disaster.
This is Spy Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network.
Got something to say? Phone lines are open. 323-642-1621. 323-642-1621.
The purveyor of political pontification, Guru Nostra.
Tomorrow night, while Donald Trump stands on the debate stage behind his podium and Hillary Clinton stands on her side of the stage with her tricked out podium, and Chris Wallace, known to be one of the finest, most reputable reporters that's on mainstream media, will be firing the questions to both parties, and he has promised equal vengeance with each question, so it should be for a lively debate. But as we are less than 24 hours, I think we're 22 hours away from this debate, the airwaves, of course, will be singing with spin doctors and headhunters and witchcraft and voodoo and polls. And I can attest to the fact that a poll does not measure the pulse of the people. A poll gives them the beat that they should dance to. Do not believe the polls. The polls, the outcome of a poll is directed by the person who purchased the poll to be taken. A poll is constructed from the outcome, the desired outcome, back to the first question when you pick up the phone. You have no self-will during that poll. It is self-determined. If you are in the sampling they seek, if you are what they seek, married, single, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, working, unemployed, middle income, upper income, lower income, no income, welfare, whatever they require for the model that they are selling their client. The poll is predetermined, but it sounds good. Hillary Clinton is 7 points up on the da-da-da-da poll. Well, that's woulda, coulda, shoulda. Donald J. Trump is going to win by a landslide, I dare say larger than Reagan had when Reagan was elected. This is huge. The Trump gatherings all over the country are massive. 20, 25, 30,000. People at each gathering. Massive. Trump has seen and talked to over 500,000 people in North America. Constantly on the road, 2 or 3 stops a day, as well as prepare for tomorrow night's debate. But I was highly serious at the beginning of the night when I said that Hillary's podium should be checked to make sure it's not tricked out, make sure she doesn't have some communication devices to help her along with her memory. I also think that her ears should be checked to make sure that she doesn't have a wiggy in it, receiving information from offstage. I also believe that all electronic frequencies should be jammed going in and out of that building, with the exclusion of the television broadcast. I believe every prevention should be taken in order to make sure that this debate is clean and not rigged in one form or another. It is important the American voters hear what these candidates have to say. The pissing and the moaning and my dick's bigger than your dick mentality has to end. We have some serious problems that have to be dealt with. And before the world can move forward, they must have a firm hand on the helm of the mighty ship of the United States of America. And I can't think of a better hand on the helm than Donald J. Trump. Call me biased. I guess I am.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution, a peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation, and they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second: surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement, and it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender.
And I did not arrest anyone to interfere in any investigation.
I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never.
Yeah, okay, Billy. We know how that ended, don't we, eh? You know, hey, Bill, check it out. You got something on your shirt there. As we move into the final 3 minutes of the hour show, we will drop signal at the top of the hour. And, of course, we'll be picking it up on Ghost Network for the next 2 hours. But in the next 3 minutes, let me try and express to you how important it is for you not to believe in what the polls are telling you. You need to get out, get to your polling station, register your name, take your ballot, and vote your conscience. Because this is probably going to be the most important election in your lifetime. There is a definite bend in the road coming. And determining which way that road will bend will be who the candidate will be. If Hillary Clinton is the candidate who is victorious, then America as we know it is gone. The military as we know it will be gone. And safety as we know it will also be gone. With George W. Bush, we knew we had a president that loved his country. With Donald J. Trump, I believe we have that same fire, that same belief, that same love of country. And that is something that is desperately needed in these dark times as we look forward into 2017. We'll be back next Tuesday night. In the meantime, in between time.
Got a minute? We all have busy lives. Sometimes we forget the small things in life that make many people happy. We work hard and we earn a great deal of money, or we hope to, and we spend a great deal of money. And yet there are those in our world who have no money to spend. There are those in this world that are fighting for survival as we speak. Give a moment to think of those people. Do what you can as a good human being. Do what you can to help their world be a little brighter. Good night, and we'll catch you back here on the next edition. This has been a TerrorCast Network production.